Well, good afternoon.
How are you?
This is a little different than what I'm used to.
我来到这儿不太习惯。
And hopefully, if I talk too fast, you can tell me to slow down because I tend to get a little bit excited sometimes and talk a little bit fast.
如果我讲太快了，可以提醒我，因为有时候我一激动就会说很快的话。
And if I look sleepy this afternoon, it's because this is about my typical time when I lay down for my Sunday nap. So I'm not used to being awake right now on Sunday afternoons.
如果我看起来比较想就是没精打采，因为通常这个时间我是要午睡。
We have been here at Hope Church since March of this year.
我们是从三月份来到 Hope 教会的。
And we love the area, we love the people. It has been a very welcoming area and a very welcoming church.
我们非常喜欢这个地方，非常喜欢教会的人，这是非常温暖的一个地方。
I actually have quite a bit of experience with Mandarin speaking congregations and with Chinese church.
我以前跟说中文的教会也有接触。
The last church that I pastored in Durham, New Hampshire, I had the privilege of working with them to begin that area's only Mandarin-speaking congregation and Mandarin service.
我上一个是在西罕布什尔的一个教会，帮助那边的中国的会众开创了他们在那个地区唯一的一个中国人的教会。
And I grew up, my dad was a pastor of a church where we had, in Syracuse, New York, we had a Mandarin-speaking congregation that met there as well.
我长大的地方是在纽约上州西拉丘斯，那个地方也有一个说中文的教会。
And they would meet on Friday nights, and that was my favorite night of the week because my best friend went there and they fed us.
他们是每周五晚上有团契，那个是我最喜欢去的，因为我和我的朋友可以去那边吃他们做的好吃的食物。
Real Chinese food, not what you get in the restaurants here.
真正的中国食物，而不是你在外面街上吃到的。
So again, I'm glad to be with you today. I want to share a little bit from a very familiar passage found in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6.
今天我要分享的是箴言三章里面一个大家非常熟悉的五到六节。
This is also new. Typically when I do this, I have a translator standing right next to me. So just to hear a voice speaking from the heavens, it sounds like, is a little bit different.
而且我一般听到的时候
翻译是站在旁边的，不是像这样在空中的。
Well, I don't know what the best word is to call. I am directionally challenged.
有的时候我的方向感不太好。
I typically don't know where I'm going.
一般我都不太清楚要去的地方。
And I'm married to a woman who knows exactly where she is at all times and can get anywhere that she needs to without directions.
但是我老婆她跟我正好相反，不论她在什么地方，她好像都特别清楚自己在哪里，要到哪里去。
I don't know my east, south, north. I don't know what direction that is. I'm completely clueless when it comes to getting someplace.
因为我分不清东西南北。
I have spent hours of my life lost in parking lots.
我经常在停车场找不到自己的车。
It's become a big family joke. They laugh at me. My children aren't even nice about it. But if you asked my kids who they would rather follow, they would always answer my wife.
因为我不认路，所以在我家成了一个笑柄。我的孩子特别爱取笑我。如果你问他们你想跟着谁，他们都会说跟着妈妈。
Just the other day, we were driving someplace that I have been many, many times, and my wife programmed it into the GPS.
前两天我们开车去一个去过很多次的地方，我老婆就在那个导航仪里面已经储存了这个地址。
And I got upset. I took that as an insult, like she didn't think that I knew where I was going.
我觉得很受伤，因为我觉得这是她表明不相信我记得我去过的地方。
So I reached over and I turned off the GPS.
所以我就探身过去把那个导航仪给关了。
And 10 minutes later, we were completely lost, and I had no idea where I was.
然后10分钟以后，我们就在路上又迷路了，我根本不知道自己在哪。
My family knows not to follow me.
所以我的家人都知道，不要跟着我走。
When we have some place that we need to go, we want to follow someone who knows the way.
当我们要去个什么地方的时候，我们都会想要跟着一个认路的人，
We want to follow someone that's been there before.
想跟着一个去过那个地方的人。
The same is true for the direction that our lives go too.
那么，对于我们人生的方向也是如此。
We want to live a life of direction. We want to live a life of purpose.
我们想过一个有目的的生活，想过一个知道自己往哪里走的生活。
We want to follow someone that we can trust.
我们想要跟随那些我们信得过的人。
I talk to Christians all the time who say some version of the same thing. I want to follow God. I want to follow Jesus. I'm just not sure where he's leading.
我跟一些基督徒谈话的时候，也发现基督徒也是这样想的。他们都说我想跟随主，我想跟随神，但是我就不知道他们要我怎么跟随。
For most of us, we want to follow God.
因为大多数人当然想要跟随主。
We want to be able to move forward in confidence, knowing that we're going where it is that He's leading us to go.
我们特别想要非常确切的知道他想带我们去哪里。
We want to know His will for our lives. We want to know His will for the lives of our family members.
我们迫切想要知道他对我们生活的旨意，迫切想要知道他对我们身边的家人朋友的旨意。
But so often we feel like we don't know how to get there.
但是很多时候，我们却发现我们不知道怎么到达。
Scripture promises that we serve a God, we have a Father who leads and who leads well, never making a mistake, never getting lost.
圣经向我们承诺，我们跟随的主，我们天上的父，是一位非常确信的主。他从来不会让我们走丢。
Listen to the promise of God in Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17.
我们看一下以赛亚书48章神的应许。
This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way that you should go. Or in Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11, the Lord will guide you continually, giving you water when you are dry and restoring your strength. You will be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring. We have the promise of God to be led continually.
这个以赛亚书48章和58章都给了我们明确的应许。48章，耶和华你的救赎主以色列的圣者如此说：“我是耶和华你的神，教训你，使你得益处，引导你所当行的路。”以赛亚书58章说：“耶和华也必时常引导你，在干旱之地使你心满意足，骨头强壮。你必像浇灌的园子，又像水流不绝的泉源。”
We have the promise that God will lead us the right way, that He'll lead us the best way.
神应许我们，他带领我们走的路一定是最好的路。
That He'll lead us according to the will and the plan that He has for our lives that will produce fruit in us and will impact others for eternity.
他带领我们的目的是为了让我们在生命中按照他的计划来结果子。
And we have the promise that when we follow where He leads, He will work all things out for our good and for His glory.
如果我们心甘情愿跟随他的话，他一定会带着我们。走到他应许我们的地方，并且得达到我们一切的目的。
Jesus said in John 10:27, My sheep listen to my voice, I know them, and they follow me.
耶稣在约翰福音10章说：“我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
A Christian, by definition, is a follower.
”一个基督徒的定义就是跟随。
I think this is a truth that for some of us, we've made harder in our lives than it needs to be.
因为对于我们很多人来说，是我们自己把事情搞得没有必要的复杂。
All throughout Scripture, you see that God is a God that leads His people, and yet so often we think that He won't do that for us.
我们从经文中可以看到，神他是一个会带领他的民的神，但是我们自己就固执地认为神不会带领我。
But like so many things that are a part of this amazing relationship that we have with God the Father, there's a responsibility on our end.
我们跟我们天父有这样这样奇异的关系， 那其中也有一些事情是我们自己要做的。
If we're going to follow God and we're going to be followers, there are some things that we need to be doing in our lives first.
如果我们要做跟随主的人，我们在生命中是有一些事情我们自己要做。
If you want to be led by God, Scripture tells us there are three things that need to be happening in our lives.
圣经说，如果你要想被主带领，圣经告诉我们说，有三件事情我们要做。
We find them in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
这个就是箴言3章5到6节所写的。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths.
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
In different Bible translations, it says that he'll show you which path to take, or it says that he'll make that pathway straight for you.
不同的版本有不同的翻译，大意都是他必将指引你的路，他必将让你看到你的路。
The original Hebrew word for he shall direct your paths is actually, it's a pretty neat word.
在希伯来原文，这个"指引"这个字是一个非常奇妙的字。
It has the idea of removing obstacles to guarantee success.
它里面包含一个意思，就是要把障碍物挪开，让你能够顺利的通过。
Those of you that have little kids at home, you know exactly what this verse is talking about.
家里有小孩子的，肯定都感同身受。
When your little toddler begins to walk, as a parent, you walk in front of them and you move toys out of the way and you push furniture out of the way. You make it clear for them so that they can walk without falling.
当你家的小朋友在学走路的时候，你一直是在他们前面，帮助他们把前面的障碍清除，让他们不要摔倒。
Now, toddlers can still trip over nothing.
但是他们即使没有碰到障碍物，也会摔倒。
But as a parent, you want to make their path straight. You want to remove any obstacle that's going to hinder their growth and their success.
但是作为一个家长，你肯定是要竭尽全力扫清他们眼前的一切的障碍，让他们能够有一条通往成功的路。
That's God's promise to us.
那个就是神对我们的应许。
So the verse means that God will lay out the path, He'll remove the obstacles, He'll make it straight, and He'll keep it clear.
所以这个经文就是说，神会为我们造出一条路，并且把这条路上的障碍扫清，带领我们、指引我们走在这条路上，达到我们要去的地方。
It's important to understand, though, it's not a promise that we'll have no problems in life.
但是我们要清楚，神的应许并不是说我们不会碰到任何的坏事。
It's not a promise that there'll never be bumps along the way.
他也没有应许说我们在路上不会碰到高低起伏。
But it's a promise that he'll keep us on the right path and he'll enable us to move forward.
但是他确实应许，他会指引我们一直走在他的路上，并且指引我们前进的方向。
So God's desire is to lead. God's laid out the path for us to walk on. And then again, in Proverbs 3, he gives us three things that we need to do for him to work in our lives.
那神给我们指引了路，他在这2句经文里面还告诉我们我们应该做的事情。
The three things, if you caught them, were trust, were to trust in the Lord, lean not on your own understandings, and acknowledge him in all things.
这3件事，第一，仰赖；第二，不可依靠自己的聪明；第三，在一切所行的事上要认定他。
The first thing that he says, following begins with trusting.
那么第一件事就是仰赖。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. This is the first necessary ingredient to follow.
专心仰赖耶和华，这是我们跟随的第一个关键要素。
And lack of trust is the number one reason why we aren't being led by God.
没有这种仰赖，没有这种信靠，就是我们走不下去的原因。
Trust is hard.
因为信赖、仰赖是非常难的。
And I think there's a simple reason for that.
有一个简单的原因，
Because all of us have been let down at some point in our lives.
因为我们每个人都曾经经历过失望。
Believe it or not, our natural tendency is to trust.
你们信不信? 我们其实天生就是要来信靠的。
We are born trusting.
我们被生下来就是要来仰赖一个人。
I remember coming home from work one day. We lived in a two-story home, and my daughter was standing at the top of the stairs. She was about 2 years old.
我记得我下班回到家，我家是两层楼，我女儿就站在二楼。
I began to walk up the stairs, and without warning, my daughter launched herself off the top step towards me.
我往楼梯上走，她站在楼梯上面，她也不说一声，就跳下来往我怀里跳。
I had to dive up the stairs to catch my little girl.
我必须要跳到台阶上面才能接住她。
And I caught her.
而且我接住她了。
Why did she jump?
她为什么跳？
She jumped because I was her dad, and it never crossed her mind that I wouldn't catch her.
她义无反顾地跳起来，因为她知道我是她的父亲，她从来没有怀疑过我接不住她。
Because we're born trusting.
因为我们生下来天生就是要去信赖仰赖的。
But for all of us, somewhere along the line, we're let down. Somebody fails us, and we learn to guard our trust.
但是我们一路走来，我们经历过一些背叛、失望，我们就丧失了这个信赖的心。
I have an adopted sister.
我有一个妹妹是收养的。
When she was little, she had a very rough family life. She had parents who were drug addicts.
她小的时候家庭非常不幸，她的父母是吸毒的人。
One time, her father was playing with her, and he was throwing her up in the air like dads do.
有一次，他父亲和他玩的时候，就像父亲逗小孩那样，把他扔起来。
When all of my kids were little, I used to love to scoop them up and throw them as high as I could, and it always scared my wife.
我对我家小孩也是这样，我经常会把他们举起来，扔得高高的，经常把我老婆吓个半死。
Four kids, hundreds of throws, I've never dropped one.
四个孩子扔了100多次，也没有一次失手。
The same cannot be said for my sister's dad.
但是我的那个妹妹，她的家是不一样的。
My sister's dad tossed her up in the air and misjudged the height of the ceiling.
她的爸爸把她扔到空中，但是呢，她误判了天花板的距离。
She slammed into the ceiling, which caused her to fall much quicker on the way down.
她被砸到天花板上，一下掉下来了。He
was so surprised he got to catch her on the way down.
她非常惊讶，她爸爸没有接住她。
What do you think she did the next time he wanted to throw her in the air?
那么你觉得下次她爸爸再想把她扔起来的时候，她会怎么反应呢？
She ran the other way.
她扭头就跑了。
She learned a lesson about trust.
因为她学了一个功课，这人不可信赖。
Her father had let her down.
她的父亲让她失望了。
We're born trusting, but inevitably we have that trust betrayed. We have that trust abused. We're taken advantage of.
我们虽然生来就是要来仰赖，但是我们当我们碰到那些情况，让我们失去了对人的仰赖、信赖的时候。
We learn not to trust.
我们就告诉自己不要再相信别人。
And if we're not careful, we can become jaded and we can take that mentality into our relationship with God.
如果我们不专心，不当心的话，不小心的话，我们很自然的就把这种对于人的失望带到我们和人的关系当中。
We can come to that conclusion that nobody can be trusted.
我们会轻易地下结论说，没有人值得信赖。
And struggle to trust the promises of God.
从而也不愿意相信我们的主，我们的神。
But God is different.
但是神不一样。
God is incapable of letting us down. It is literally against the nature of God to not follow through on his promises.
神他没有能力让我们失望，因为违背他自己的诺言。
In the book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19, we read this about God. It says, God is not a man, so he does not lie. He is not human, so he doesn't change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried it through.
耶稣记23章告诉我们，神非人，必不至说谎，也非人子，必不至后悔。 他说话岂不照着行呢？他发言岂不要成就呢？
What God promises, He will do.
神承诺的，他一定会做。We
can trust Him.
我们可以信赖他。The
Bible tells us to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts.
圣经告诉我们，我们要专心仰赖耶和华。
We're to trust that He is who He says He is, and that He's the only one capable of leading us along the right path.
我们要仰赖耶和华，他说他是什么就是什么，他应许的什么，他就会让它发生。So
that's where it starts. It starts with trust.
所以这个就是开始，由从仰赖开始。And
the next one goes hand in hand. Sometimes we struggle to trust because of what we see with our own eyes.
那么下面一点就是。 跟这个密不可分的一点就是，人很多的时候只相信自己眼睛所见的事。The
Bible says next that we are to lean not on our own understanding.
但是圣经告诉我们，不可依靠自己的聪明。Those
things that we see and those ways that our brain processes things, those can't always be trusted.
我们眼睛看见的，我们脑子所处理的这些信息。
We're not to put our faith simply in what we can see.
不能只把信心建立在你的眼睛看到的东西上。I'm
a big football fan.
我是一个足球迷。And
I cheer for a team called the Cleveland Browns.
我支持的球队是克利夫兰小丑。Quite
possibly the worst football team that has ever existed.
可能就是世界上最烂的一个球队了。When
I lived in New York, I had a basement office.
我住在纽约的时候，我有一个地下室里面的办公室。And
when I was gone on a trip one weekend, my wife had painted it the colors of the Cleveland Browns.
我有一天跟我老婆去，把那个地下室漆成这个克利夫兰，这个棕色球队的这个颜色。
The colors are brown and orange, so it was a very ugly room.
它的颜色是棕色和橘色，那连在一起就是很难看的一个颜色。
But I began to decorate it with pictures, sports pictures that I had, that I had collected over the years.
然后我就开始把我多年以来积攒的这些关于这个球队的图片都贴在墙上。
As I was hanging the last picture, it was just a little bit out of my reach as I was standing on the ladder.
当我挂最后一个图片的时候，我有点够不着。我当时是站在一个梯子上。A
smart man would have moved the ladder.
一个聪明的人，他会把这个梯子挪一下再上去。I
am not a smart man.
但是我没有那么聪明。I
reached over as far as I could, and I put my foot on the corner of a bookshelf that was on the ground.
我就使劲的往上够，然后呢，把脚放在旁边一个书架上。This
was a $20 Walmart bookshelf.
这是一个沃尔玛20块钱买的书架。Not
high quality.
并不是很结实。I
leaned a little further and I put a little more weight on the bookshelf.
我越来越靠，然后呢，把所有的重量都放在那个书架上。And
I heard a small creaking sound.
然后听到了一小声的这个裂断裂的声音。And
by the time I realized my mistake, the entire bookshelf had collapsed, and I was on the ground, covered in everything on the wall that had fallen on top of me.
当我意识到有什么东西不对的时候，我已经躺在地上，这个书架倒在我身上，然后墙上贴的所有的东西都掉下来砸在我身上。I
could hear my wife laughing from the next room.
我听到我老婆在另一个房间笑出猪叫声。
That bookshelf was not meant to be leaned on.
因为那个书架不是为了让我来依靠的。That
bookshelf was not meant to support my weight.
那个书架不是用来支撑我的重量的。The
same is true when we lean fully on our own ability to process and understand the world around us.
同理，当我们依靠我们自己的聪明，妄图来应对世界上的事情的时候。
When we do that, inevitably things will collapse.
当我们这样做的时候，不可避免，我们身边的事情就要分崩离析。
There are times as a Christian where following God means reaching a place where we say, I don't get this.
我们在做基督徒的时候，我们经常是有不明白的时候，说我不明白。
This is uncomfortable.
这个事情让我很难受，很不舒服。
I can't see what you're doing here. It doesn't look like you're moving.
我看不到你在做什么，好像你什么也没有做。
But I trust you.
但是我还是信靠你。
I trust that you are good, and I'm going to choose to follow even when I can't see.
我信赖主，我信赖主是好，是良善的。尽管我现在看不到主在做的事情，我还是信靠他。
I choose to lean further into who you are and who you're calling me to be.
我选择，我更加去寻求你，让我离你对我的呼召更加的靠近。
When we choose to lean on our own limited understanding, the crash is coming.
当我们选择依靠我们自己有限的认知的时候，不可避免的就要听到断裂的声音。
Proverbs 20:24 says this, A man's steps are directed by the Lord. How then can anyone understand his own way?
箴言20:24说，人的脚步为耶和华所定，人岂能明白自己的路呢？
What is God saying here?
神在这儿要说什么？
It's simple. He's saying we can be fooled.
很清楚，神说我们会被欺骗。
We can be tricked, we can be deceived.
我们会被欺骗，会被哄骗。
We can draw the wrong conclusion. Our understanding is limited at best.
我们靠着自己的聪明会达成错误的结论。
Our circumstances, our pain, our problems.
我们的环境，我们的痛苦，我们的问题。
Our comfort, when we draw all of our conclusions and set our direction based only on what we can see.
我们自己觉得舒适的，我们用我们自己的所能达成的结论。
We're bound to fall.
我们肯定会失败，一败涂地。
We can only see a tiny piece of the picture.
我们只能看到大图画的一个小角。
We can only see directly in front of us.
我们只能看到我们眼前就是离我们最近的那一块。
But we serve a God who sees the entire picture.
但是我们所侍奉的神，他能够看到图画的全貌。
We serve a God who is sovereign over everything.
我们所服侍的神，他对一切的事情都有他的主权。
We serve a God who has been working his plan since the creation of the world.
我们所侍奉的主，从地球，从世界创世以之初就在那里。
And so we need to believe that he's working in our circumstances.
我们必须要相信他在我们所处环境中的主权。
We need to believe that he loves us.
我们一定要相信他爱我们。
And we lean on his truth.
我们依赖的是他的真理。
So we have the first two things there. We are to trust in the Lord with all of our heart.
所以我们现在知道两个事情。第一，要仰赖他。
We don't lean on our own understanding, only what we can see, but we lean on the truth of God.
第二，我们不能依靠自己的聪明，而要依靠神的真理。
And the last thing that we're called to do if we're going to follow God is that we are to acknowledge him.
第三就是我们要认定他。
Scripture says, in all your ways, acknowledge him.
经文说，你在你所行的一切事上都要认定他。
The Hebrew word for acknowledge actually means coming to know someone by observing.
希伯来语的认定就是通过观察来认识。
By observing, by reflecting, and by experiencing.
通过观察，通过思考，通过经历来认识。
So when Scripture says acknowledge God, it's a relational word.
当经文说要认定耶和华，是表明我们跟主的关系。
It's experiencing God in our lives.
是在我们的生命中来经历主。
It's reading and knowing His Word.
是读他的话语，思考他的话语。
Communicating with Him through prayer.
通过祷告和神交通。
Seeking Him, seeking His will for our lives.
寻求他，寻求他在我们生命中的旨意。
And when we do those things, it will translate to our actions. It will lead to transformation.
当我们做这样的事情的时候，我们自然而然就带出行动，造成了我们生命心意更新的改变。
My kids know me.
我的孩子认识我。
They know me in a way that this word is getting at.
他们认识我，就是我们今天看到的这个字。
They have observed me.
他们观察过我。
They have experienced me.
他们经历过我。
And because of this, they know the direction that I want them to go.
因为这些，他们知道我对他们生命中指导的路。
I have two of my children who are already out of the house.
我有两个孩子都已经离开家了。
On their own, one is in grad school, one is working a job in Ohio.
一个在上研究所，一个在俄亥俄工作。
I trust that they're living according to how their mother and I want them to.
我相信他们是按照我和他们妈妈来为他们制定的人生规划。
Because even if there's distance between us,
即使我们中间隔着千山万水，
they know the expectations that we have for them.
他们知道父母对他们的期待。
Because of that relationship that they have with us.
因为他们和我们有这样亲密的关系。
My hope is that that translates to his actions and her actions.
我希望这种关系能够让他们能够带出他们的一些行为。
That's my desire as a parent.
这是我作为一个家长所期盼的。
Because they know me, it will impact the way they live their lives.
因为他们对我的认知可以造成对他们人生做的一些事情的影响。
That's what God is saying here with this last part.
这个就是神在这第三点里告诉我们的。
When we know God, when we've experienced Him in our lives,
当我们认识神，当我们在生命中经历神的时候，
it will show through the way that we live.
就可以从我们生活的方式中体现出来。
It will show in the way that we treat other people.
应该从我们对待
他人的态度中体现出来。
It'll show in the way that we love those around us.
就会从我们爱身边的人的这种实践中体现出来。
In the choices that we make.
就会从我们在生命中所做一切决定中体现出来。
It doesn't say here with all your words acknowledge him.
它并不是说让我们用口头说的话来认定神。
It says with all your ways.
而是说在你所行的一切事上认定他。
We need more Christians who live out the gospel in their lives, not who simply know the gospel, but that are willing to put it into practice.
我们需要更多的基督徒，不是那个光口头上说自己是基督徒的人，而是那种能够活出信仰的人。
Living lives that continually acknowledge who God is and the love He has for us.
能够在生命中持续不断地体现出神在他们生命中的工作。
And the Bible says when we do these three things, God will direct our paths. If you want to know God's will for your life and you want to know the direction God wants to take you, these are the things we need to be doing in our lives.
圣经在这里告诉我们，你如果想要神指引你的路，你要先做这三件事。
When we learn to trust our unfailing God,
当我们学习倚靠我们那永不失言的主的时候，
When we come to understand that the way that we see things is flawed and that His ways are perfect,
当我们能够意识到我们自己眼睛所见的并不是完全真实，而要完全信靠主的。
When we understand those things, we can't help but change.
当我们认识到这些事情的时候，就会帮助我们有所改变。
We can't help but to acknowledge Him by the way that we live our lives.
我们就会情不自禁的在我们所行的事上认定主。
And when we do those things, when we take those steps, the promise of God is He will direct our path.
当我们做好这三件事的时候，神的应许，他必指引我们的路。
If you want to see growth in your walk with the Father,
如果你想看到你与神同行的成长的时候，
if you want to be led by the God of creation, the one who knows the depths of the oceans and the height of the mountains,
如果你想被那个创造宇宙万物的主所指引，被他那种知道天地万物一切事情的智慧所带领的话，
we have to make the choice to follow.
你一定要做一个选择来跟随他。
We have to make the choice to trust and to lean and to acknowledge.
你要做一个选择来仰赖、来倚靠他，在一切所行的事上要认定他。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, again, we thank you for the privilege that we have of coming together as your children.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你赐给我们这样的特权，让我们以你儿女的身份来到你的面前。
We thank you for the way that you love us and for the way that you lead us in our lives.
我们感谢你，感谢你这样的爱我们，感谢你带领我们在人生中认识你。
Lord, so often we're not very good followers.
虽然通常我们并不是很好的跟随者，
We get distracted, we get turned aside.
我们被很多的事情吸引，偏离了正道。
We get caught up in the things that we want.
我们去关注自己想要的事情。
And we fail to see that you're ahead of us, beckoning us to come to you.
而没有看到你在我们前面，在请求我们去跟随你。
So, Lord, help us to follow.
主啊，帮助我们跟随你。
Help us to trust that you are who you say you are.
帮助我们来信赖，知道你就是你向我们所显示、所显明的。
Help us to lean on your truth when our eyes see something different.
帮助我们依靠你自己的真理，不要依靠自己的聪明。
And help us to lead lives that acknowledge you in everything that we do.
帮助我们在一切所行的事上都要认定你。
And then, Lord, as you lay out the path before us, we ask that you would give us grace to stay upon it.
当你给我们指引路的时候，求你赐给我们恩典，让我们能够一直走在这条路上。
Let me pray this in Jesus' name.
我们
Amen.
祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。